And welcome to this Wednesday, March 25th edition of Between the Lines. The director of communications for Fond du Lac County is asking residents to stop calling the dispatch center for questions about the emergency orders issued by Governor Tony Evers. Bobby Hicken will join us on the next segment of the show. The Fond du Lac City Council will meet tonight. City Manager Joe Moore will join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. There is an April 7th election, a handful of contested races. Yesterday, we talked with one of the Fond du Lac School Board candidates. Mark Strand is running for re-election to the school board. He'll join us a little bit later on in the program. We'll get an update on the final segment from Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Another confirmed case of COVID-19 in Fond du Lac County yesterday, bringing the county's total to 18. Fond du Lac police notified that a convicted child sex offender is being released back into the Fond du Lac community this month. Joining us on the first segment of the show, Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Michael Ziegler spent time in prison for child pornography, and he's getting out of prison on or about March 31st?
Yeah, that is correct. We were notified by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections that Mr. Ziegler is being released back into the community on March 31st. He had previous convictions in 2006 on 5 counts of possession of child pornography, and he also had a earlier conviction in 2003 on federal charges of possession of child pornography. I believe that stemmed from a time when he was serving in the U.S. military.
All right. And he'll be living at a residence at 457 Thomas Street. Has he ever been convicted of child sexual assault?
No. His convictions were for possession of child pornography. However, you know, based on those convictions, we still believe that there's that risk, and we want to make sure that we're notifying the community so that they can take any necessary precautions, be aware of their surroundings. He will be residing at that Thomas Street address for a period of time. He does have, you know, conditions of his release supervision, which include no contact with minors, no presence in any taverns, bars, or liquor stores. And he's also a lifetime registrant of the sex offender registry and has to have a lifetime GPS monitoring as well.
All right. That was my follow-up question. So even though he hasn't been convicted of sexual assault, he was convicted of possession of child pornography. He is considered a sex offender.
That is correct. And he's what we consider one of our special bulletin notices. As you're probably aware, not every sex offender do we do a community notification on. However, if they meet that certain criteria, we do those notifications. And with his past convictions, it's concerning enough that we want to make sure the community is aware of this individual that's going to be living in our community. And like you say, just, you know, be aware of their surroundings.
Right. And he has to wear a GPS bracelet for the rest of his life?
That is correct. A number of the, what we call those special bulletin notice offenders do end up being required to wear a GPS monitor for life. They also have to basically abide by all the requirements of the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry program. So, there is a lot of oversight that goes into these individuals that are released into the community.
All right. Governor Tony Evers yesterday formally signed his Safer at Home order, which closes more non-essential businesses, restricts travel, urging people to stay at home. There was the dire projections in one model that the Department of Health Services secretary said prompted this order, that indicated up to 1,000 people in the state could die in 2 weeks if there weren't more restrictions put in place. An estimated 22,000 more would contract the virus. And that local police would be in charge of enforcing this. So how do Fond du Lac police enforce this?
Yeah, well, our best enforcement tool is everybody using good judgment and basically self-policing themselves. We're looking for that voluntary compliance with people. And I have to say, Greg, you know, that the Fond du Lac community has been tremendous through this whole crisis to this point. You know, our calls for service since March 14th, March 15th have significantly decreased. We're not seeing as many calls for service. People are abiding by, you know, the previous orders that have been put in place. Just seeing tremendous, you know, community response, you know, people that are still supporting local businesses any way they can through, you know, pickup, for restaurants and stuff like that, where people are taking advantage of, you know, the drive-throughs or, you know, pickup service. We've had very few calls of service or complaints of people violating any of the orders that have been put out there, just probably one or two that have popped up, and we have dealt with those, talked to those individual business owners, made them aware of that, and we have not had any further issues with any of those establishments that we did receive complaints on. So I think people are taking this serious, and they need to take it serious. I mean, this is unprecedented in pretty much anybody's lifetime here, and people seem to be, you know, taking it serious and following, you know, the orders that have been put in place.
Does this order prohibit people from having large gatherings, parties on their own property?
It does. You know, obviously, you know, what takes place behind closed doors, you know, we're not always privy to, but there are a lot of different provisions in this latest order. I know most media outlets have posted that on their websites. I know you have Bobby Hicken coming in your next segment here to talk about calls that the dispatch center is receiving and the police department's receiving. We try to answer those the best we can, but, you know, we can't also be, you know, trying to interpret every aspect of that order for people that have questions. You know, we would direct them to those media outlets or to the actual Department of Health and Services website that has that order on it. And obviously, if people do have questions or we get called for some type of complaint, we'll respond to that. I think you and I have talked previously, Greg, we're trying to handle as many complaints that we get, especially if they're, you know, nonviolent crimes in progress, trying to handle those over the phone, you know, like theft complaints, vandalism, harassment, things of that nature. We're trying to have the officer just call the complainant to get the information that we need to look into their complaint. Obviously, if there's an emergency situation, the police department, emergency services, first responders, we're all going to be there to answer that call.
Some people have said, well, does this mean now that if my work is shut down, I can't be out driving in the city? Am I going to get pulled over by the police department asking where I'm going? What do you tell people?
Yeah. At this point, Greg, we have no plans on, you know, stopping people to see where they're going. There are a number of provisions within this order that allows for travel for people that are deemed essential employees or essential businesses or operations that need to continue. There are also provisions for people to be out doing exercise, walking, running, walking dogs. There's provisions in there for people that want to drive and utilize state parks. Again, you know, the governor's order to try to restrict travel as much as possible You know, people need to take that serious. People need to, you know, stay at home as much as possible. But at the same time, we have no plans at this point to, you know, be stopping any vehicles to see where people are going.
Yeah, and maybe if people follow this very strictly, in a month when it's scheduled to be lifted, it will be lifted instead of extended. We can cross our fingers and hope that's the case. I'll let you go on this. We had those series of arson fires last week. Most of them were in, or I should say suspicious fires. Three of them suspected arsons. I think they were in the village of North Fond du Lac. Do you know if they're any closer to finding a suspect?
Well, I can tell you, Greg, that we have basically a countywide task force that's working on it. They have investigators, including investigators from the state of Wisconsin, Division of Criminal Investigation. They're all working together to try to resolve these fires, get to the bottom of it, and if somebody's responsible for those fires, holding that person accountable.
All right, very good. Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein. Steve, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
You're welcome, Greg.